This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia pounded Ukraine's energy facilities with its biggest barrage of missiles yet, striking targets across the country and causing widespread blackouts.
Video published by a Ukraine presidential aide showed a five-story, apparently residential building on fire in Kyiv. The city mayor says three others were struck too, and that air defense units shot down missiles. The strikes followed air raid sirens in the capital and break what has been a period of comparative calm since previous waves of drone and missile attacks several weeks ago. The strikes also follow what have been days of euphoria in Ukraine, sparked by the retaking of Kherson. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior U.S. intelligence official said missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, where two people were killed. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We are aware of the press reporting on this. We have no information at this time to corroborate those reports, but again, are taking them seriously and looking into them.
A second person confirmed apparent Russian missiles struck a site in Poland about 15 miles from the Ukrainian border. These strikes plunged much of Ukraine into darkness and drew defiance from President Volodymyr Zelensky, who declared, quote, "We will survive everything." Rumors of a rebel advance in eastern Congo have sent scores of people toward the city of Goma. The chaos began when false information spread that the M23 rebels would soon reach a camp for displaced people. The rebels have grabbed control of several key towns in recent weeks, more than doubling the territory they control. The M23 group rose to prominence about a decade ago when its fighters seized control of Goma, the largest city in the region. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Brazilians wearing yellow and green, the colors of the national flag, gathered Tuesday in different locations to protest President Jair Bolsonaro's defeat in last month's election and asking for the armed forces to intervene.
SOS!
Forças Armadas!
SOS!
In Rio de Janeiro, Brazilians flocked to a regional military facility to denounce what they see as an unfair or stolen election, defying a recent Supreme Court order to free up roads and public spaces. 2 weeks have passed since former leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva beat Bolsonaro in one of the tightest presidential races with just 50.9% of the votes. Although the Bolsonaro administration has not opposed the transition of power, the far-right leader has yet to concede or congratulate his opponent. The United Nations marked the world surpassing 6 billion people, or rather, surpassing the 8 billion people mark Tuesday. Globally, the 8 billion population milestone represents 1 billion people added to the planet in just the last 11 years. Maria Spazzolinano, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination, said the unprecedented growth of the global population is the result of two trends.
On one hand, the gradual increase in average human longevity due to the widespread advances in public health, nutrition, personal hygiene, and medicine. And on the other hand, the persistence of high levels of fertility in many countries.
Resource pressure will be especially daunting in African nations where populations are expected to continue booming, experts say. Israel has sworn in its most religious and right-wing parliament after nearly 4 years of political deadlock and five elections. Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu, who was voted out of office in 2021, is working toward cobbling together a governing majority in the 120-seat Knesset. The surging popularity of a far-right alliance once on the fringes of Israeli society helped propel Netanyahu's political comeback, even as he stands on trial on corruption charges. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence blames Donald Trump for endangering his family, quote, and all those serving at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, in his new memoir. The book is titled So Help Me God, is being released Tuesday. The book comes as Pence appears increasingly likely to run for president in 2024. Trump's expected to formally launch his re-election campaign Tuesday. I'm Joe.